Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. Blessings. We are live. Today is August 14th, 2024. Hello to everybody who is jumping on in the United States and around the world. We're so glad to have you with us. Churchville, New York. That's got to be near Watertown or something. That has to be probably north of us. So hello to our neighbors in New York, Bahamas. Somebody is watching. I hope the weather is nice there, at least with hurricane season upon us. I hope you're getting some nice weather in the Bahamas. Hello to those jumping on in Georgia, Texas, West Virginia. There's a lot of Texases jumping on. God bless Texas, that's for sure. Newcastle, Pennsylvania, San Diego, Florida, Southern Oregon, Michigan. We were at Reawaken America in Detroit, Michigan, not too long ago. Salem, Virginia. Let's see what else. Naples, Florida. Hello, Nebraska. Hello to those watching in Nebraska. New York. I see some New Yorks jumping on. Knoxville, Tennessee. Vermilion, Ohio, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, you're all pouring on now. So happy to have you. We also are thrilled that our international audience joins us as well. We see people in Europe all the time jumping on, which is so nice, as well as South Africa. We've even seen New Zealand. So it has been amazing to have our international audience joining us with our audience in the United States. So as Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, we got friends there in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Great place, great people. Okay, so as people are jumping on, I'm going to open up in prayer. We've got quite a bit, I'd say, to get into today. I'm going to explain how this word sort of transpired, because this is like a word of warning, and it does have flow in it, but it has, you know, points of kind of a flow, but this is a word of warning as well. And so we are going to get into that, but I'm going to open up in prayer. And then we have just a couple of very short announcements, and then we are going to get into tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you, you're almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord. Father, forgive us of every area we fall short. We all sin and fall short, Father God, of your glory. We praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. Father, we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten, bruised, crushed, and pierced for our sin and iniquity. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when he said, "It is finished." He rose again miraculously in 3 days, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful, righteous place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate without ceasing before your throne, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we invite your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh, Lord, to fill this place, Lord. Father, that your power and presence would mightily go forth, that people would tangibly feel your presence, Lord, that you would mightily move, Father God, that the weight of your glory, Father, would be felt, Lord. I ask you go out ahead, Father God, that your word goes out ahead tonight, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, that you would fill me and those watching with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord in Jesus' name, Father. Lead and guide us tonight, Lord, in your wisdom and in your counsel, Father. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we take authority over every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, harm, curse, spell, incantation, Father God, that would be attempted, Lord, against this broadcast, Ark of Grace Ministries, Father God, Ark of Grace Sanctuary, myself and Chris, Lord, the animals, what you've given, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Christ through the power and authority we've been given through Christ Jesus. We take authority over that in Jesus' name. Command it broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, nullified, voided, rendered powerless, disarmed, their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, Father God, send it back to the senders, Lord, with evidence in Jesus' name, and the areas and the pitch you have designated for such, Father God, to be in the dry places, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. Lord, you are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Without your breath of life in us, we are the dust of the earth, Lord. Father, let your name be glorified above all, Father God, as we go forth in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, welcome to those of you who are jumping on. We were just opening up in prayer. Hello, hello. So happy to have you with us tonight. Two very quick announcements, and then we're going to jump right into everything. So first of all, our prayer line. We have a prayer line. We are very happy we are able to bring this to you. We have dedicated prayer warriors that love to pray. And so those are the phone numbers for the prayer lines, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you need prayer, if you need people agreeing with you in prayer, please call either one of those numbers. And then we have coming up in February, we have the cruise. So I've never been on a cruise, but this is something that this particular ministry happens to do. And so basically it is teaching and it's, you know, fellowshipping and the whole deal. And so we're leaving from Orlando, Florida. This is going to be an interesting event for us because, like I said, would be my first time ever on a cruise ship. So we just wanted to remind you of that. There's the phone number up there. It also says heavenlycruises.com and you can book there as well. Okay. Now, let me get my notes up and try to move Sadie. Sadie is here. I made her a nice spot. You just saw her tail. I made her a very lovely spot to my left, probably your right. So, and when Chris arrives home with his aide, the dogs are probably going to bark. So public service announcement, Missy sounds like a bull mastiff. Cyrus is incredibly loud and Toby is incredibly yappy and they all do it at the same time. So I'm just warning everybody, they'll be doing it upstairs, but you might hear it a little bit. Okay, so I wanted to talk about something tonight before I get into the reaction, because I do have a reaction to the interview that Elon Musk did with President Trump, this interview on X that happened, this enormous event that happened. I do have some things to talk about with it. And from there, we're going to go into this word of warning and we're going to get in depth with it. And I'm just going to flow with the Lord as well. The Lord gave this to me in pieces and I'll explain how this happened basically. But it was kind of this all transpired in pieces. And sometimes that happens that way, especially if the enemy's trying to run interference, you just happen to get it in pieces at times. So I wanted to talk to you about something first. And I'm going to put up the news article because this is super important to what we see happening right now too. USS Dwight D. Eisenhower now in the Mediterranean. USS Theodore Roosevelt heads to the Middle East. So the Eisenhower left the Middle East apparently, went to the, closer to Europe perhaps, and deployed instead the Theodore Roosevelt that's heading to the Middle East. Now, why would this be a strange choice, the name of this aircraft carrier, given the time that we're in, where I'm going to tell you in a moment here, because the U.S. is deploying nuclear submarines and aircraft carriers right now to what is the powder keg of the Middle East, right? That is on the verge of blowing. Literally, because Iran has refused this ceasefire agreement. I had warned if they're going to attack Israel, they're going to attack Israel closer to the 9th of Av, which happened yesterday. I would watch within 2 days or so of this, of an attack to happen, because Iran has indeed rejected this ceasefire talks or whatever they were trying to do, these countries that were trying to come together and do this. And so because of this, I would watch the Ninth of Av happen yesterday, which is the saddest day on the Jewish calendar. The spies came back with a bad report. World War I began. Both Jewish temples were destroyed. The Jews were expelled from England. The Jews were kicked out of Spain. All happening on the 9th of Av. So I would watch within the next couple of days for something to transpire. So just pray, because there's a lot of artillery right now being sent into one part of the world right now. Yep, they've even deployed a nuclear submarine. And what I wanted to tell you about this is they decided to deploy the Theodore Roosevelt instead to the Middle East. Now, I don't know if many of you know this, but October 14th, 1912, U.S. President Theodore Roosevelt survived an assassination attempt. So there was an assassination attempt on the life of President Theodore Roosevelt. And so it's interesting that the name of the aircraft carrier has to do with a president that survived a very blatant assassination attempt. Do I think this is by accident? No, given what's happened in the United States of America, given Israel follows the United States of America because they're connected by a vein spiritually. And so not only Netanyahu right now, but any Middle Eastern country trying to make an agreement with Israel, trying to do business with Israel right now, that is the part of the world I would watch for things of that nature right now to most definitely transpire. But I found the name of the aircraft carrier interesting, who they're deploying right now. Because the name of the carrier sometimes is just as important as where they're sending it. So just remember that. And that Roosevelt was 12 years and 40 days, he was the nation's leader. He was the nation's leader because back then they did not come up with the 2 4-year term rule yet. So he ruled for 12 years and 40 days. So just wanted to point that out to you as well. So I would keep a close eye right now on the Middle East, because everything is conjugating. The closer we get to this election, it seems the more artillery and aircraft carriers and nuclear submarines the United States is deploying right now to the Middle East. So I don't think that's by any accident either. Okay, now I have something else to say about that, and I'll say it within this reaction, and then we'll get into the word of warning. So, reaction to the Elon Musk-Trump interview, right? I would call this a clash of the titans in some way. I would name this interview that a little bit, the clash of the titans. So I'm going to just touch on some key points of the interview, okay? So one of the key points is Trump blatantly says that Joe Biden's own party, what they did to him was a coup. So he says this blatantly now. He doesn't mince words, but he says Joe Biden's own party staged a coup against him to get him out of office, and said we could do this the nice way or we can do this the not so nice way. It's your choice. Another point, inflation was caused by oil. Trump said this. Oil had a big part and role to play when it came to inflation. Now, Elon Musk, I actually gave a word from the Lord about Elon Musk. We do have it on all our platforms. If you want to go listen to it, it's quite interesting, given, kind of like the more and more of a turn we see Musk taking, but I would go listen to that if you have time. Musk calls for a government efficiency commission. He says there should be something called a government efficiency commission to see what we really need and don't need and ensure taxpayer money is spent in a good way. Because the interest payments on the national debt now exceeds the defense budget. I'll say that again, just for any of you who didn't hear it the first time. The interest payments on the national debt exceeds the defense budget now that we have here in this country. You know why? because money and resources are being completely squandered by those that have the business savvy of a flea. This is why the government is filled with them. So he wants a government efficiency commission established to see what we really need and what we don't need, and wasteless and useless spending that can be cut, and how taxpayer money goes to, proper programs and things that are needed for the nation and defense spending and all those other things. So that was an interesting point. And Trump calls one of the most embarrassing days in our country's history, how Afghanistan was pulled out of, how that equipment was left, and that Afghanistan is selling the equipment that we gave them. So Afghanistan has developed somewhat of a lucrative eBay business, shall we say, where they are selling off our equipment to other lunatics in the world. Let's just put it that way. This was interesting, too. Trump made this statement to Musk. He says, AI requires twice the energy than the country produces. To run AI, it requires twice the energy than the country now produces. Now, that's interesting, right? Because every time I see AI, I think of in Joshua, the battle of AI, and how they got their butts whooped when they went to AI the first time because the camp wasn't consecrated. The camp had been corrupted, and Joshua had to go back and consecrate the camp, make the camp right before the Lord, and then they went back again to redo AI and finally defeat AI. So I think about that every time I see that. But apparently AI requires a lot of energy. I don't know if any of you knew that or not, but apparently twice the amount that the country produces right now. Okay. He talks about the president of Argentina who ran on a MAGA platform. Instead, it was Make Argentina Great Again. So it kind of fit in quite nicely. And apparently the president of Argentina is just cutting things left and right. So he's doing what Elon Musk wants to do, or is suggesting to President Trump in this country, is to just start cutting wasteful spending, abusive spending, you know, everything basically that is unnecessary. He also says, President Trump, we have the worst inflation in 100 years. That was another point that was made. He says the experts say 48. He goes, I don't agree with that. He says, I think this is the worst inflation we have seen in 100 years. Why is this 100 years keeps coming up? Do you notice that? Okay, it keeps coming up. I'm going to explain this in a nutshell really fast. When Jonah went to Nineveh and pronounced destruction on them in 40 days, Nineveh humbled themselves before the Lord. The main temple of Ishtar was in Nineveh. They did horrific things there, including making men dress up as women for ceremonial practices, homosexuality. They had temple prostitutes, and that the temple of Ishtar was just a very, very unclean place. So 100 years later, Nineveh is back to their antics, and they are even deeper than before. And Nahum prophesies destruction on Nineveh. So it was like a 100-year cycle from the time Jonah did it and the Lord relented because Nineveh repented to the time then Nahum prophesies total judgment and destruction on Nineveh for what they have done. Now, the Olympics in Paris were in 1924, Paris, France. 100 years later in 2024, the year that the eclipse on April 8th, 2024 passes over more than 8 Ninevehs in North America is 100 years. And now Trump says we have the worst inflation in 100 years. Okay. So this is the valley of decision for America. Does America want to be Nineveh and suffer the fate of Nineveh? Or does America want to be a covenant nation with God and be one nation under God? So this 100 years keeps coming up for a reason. I just wanted to point that out. Trump also says the price of groceries has quadrupled. Some people don't have the money even to buy groceries the way they should be. It's sticker shock when you go to the grocery store. I do very much agree with that. They are doing it purposely. They are trying to squeeze the American people any way they can to make them submit to a very corrupt yoke that the wicked want to put on them. Musk then brings up Reagan, and he says, Reagan did a great job with deregulation in the 80s, but that was 40 years ago, and we need deregulation now. That is true. We need a lot of deregulation, and we need to get a giant pair of scissors out and start cutting all the red tape and the fat off of the government. So that was an interesting statement that he made. Trump said, we made radical cuts during my administration, and this administration is putting them all back. So Trump was saying they did do a lot of radical cuts when he was president, but the administration that came in after him basically put everything back in place. And this is why we see the result and the product that we see in this nation. And then Trump says, we were sitting on a ton of liquid gold, he meant oil, to sell to Europe and other nations. And then C-19 came in, and he says, Biden comes in and starts spending the trillions of dollars from C-19 that we didn't need anymore. And he said, more people died during C-19 under Biden than under him. He says, and that if he didn't do what he did when C-19 happened, the U.S. would have entered a 1929 style depression. So he's saying he had to take the measures that he did. Otherwise, the U.S. would have entered a 1929 style of depression. He also happened to say he will prevent World War III. So Trump did make that bold statement as well, that he will prevent World War III from happening. I think you need the hand of God as well to prevent right now World War III from happening, because you've got these different territories, and territorial spirits will clash over territories. So demons will fight for territory as well. I don't know if you knew that. Yeah, they will work together when they have to, but they don't like each other. So at times, territorial spirits, they will clash for territory. And so we see a very good example of this right now in the Middle East and what we see shaping up. So those were some of the highlights I wanted to give you from that. Now, I'm going to tell you something interesting, too, because I know they brought up Kamala and Waltz. If you put Kamala's name and Waltz's name together, you get Kamala Devi, right, and Waltz together, because her middle name is Devi, you get Lotus Goddess Powerful Ruler. You get a big red arrow of warning at the spirit that is attempting to ascend to the highest seat of the land. It is no mistake she chose that eunuch. It's no mistake she chose that man for VP. And when you put their names together, it means Lotus Goddess Powerful Ruler. There is the confirmation of what we were seeing ascend to this nation, and I'll get into it in a moment, January 2023, when that golden statue was placed atop the New York City Appellate Courthouse, just 7 years after the Arch of Baal was placed on this soil. So there's a reason for this. There are spiritual reasons that are affecting the natural, and you see certain individuals come together. Now, I'm going to say this. After watching, you know, this interview, this coming together of the Titans, shall we say, I'm going to say this because I was thinking about this while I was watching this. Eric Bolling made a statement. He made a very interesting statement. And I think it applies to that interview. It applies to what we've seen thus far. And this is what he said. He said, we need the 2016 Donald Trump, not the 2020 Donald Trump. And he's still acting like the 2020 Donald Trump. So this is what Eric Bolling says. It was either on Newsmax or Fox. I just happened to see the clip of it in passing. It was like, I don't know, a minute and 30 second, a 2 minute clip. And so this is what he says. Now, I agree with him. And I'm going to tell you why, and then we're going to get into the word of warning. So I wanted to go through all this first before I get into the heaviness of talking about that. So we all saw what happened in 2020. We all saw what happened. We saw the shadiness. We saw the instability. You know, we saw what happened leading up to the 2020 election. However, if we keep looking in the rearview mirror at 2020, 2024 is going to pass us right by. Those of you running for president right now, right, that are running for the American people, if you keep looking in the rearview mirror at what happened in 2020, 2024 are going to pass you right by. Because the way you deal with 2020 is you win in 2024. So that's the way you deal with 2020. Because the enemy will try to keep getting you looking in the rearview mirror talking about that. And there ain't nothing you can do to change that right now except win in 2024. Now, the 2016 Donald Trump was an outsider. He used a lot of his own money and sowed that into the nation for the campaign. He was very pro-life and for marriage being between a man and a woman. He was very focused on how to fix the issues. Yes, he was a bit of a bull of a china shop, and he did make up nicknames for people that at sometimes I wish he didn't, but he did. But he was very focused on how to fix the issues, not maybe constantly repeating how bad things were. So he talked about it, but he was hyper-focused on fixing the issues. So we all see how bad things are right now. We all see what's going on in the government. We see what's going on in the economy. We see what's going on in the schools. We see what's going on in the Middle East. We see the national debt. I mean, we all see these things happening. But at this point, with Biden on the beach, and Kamala and Waltz running around the nation, it begs the question, who the hey right now is running the country? Who's running the country? You got Biden on the beach and you've got Kamala and Waltz gallivanting all over the nation right now when the Democratic National Convention hasn't even happened yet. Who is running the country right now? As the U.S. is inserting themselves into the pressure cooker in the Middle East that's ready to blow, who is making these decisions and who is running the country right now? I think that is a question we should all be asking right now, calling our congressmen and women and senators and demanding answers, because we need to know this. Because Biden on the beach right now, he don't look like he's running the country. He looks like he's in retirement, and I know everybody needs a day off, but when you've got what's going on in the nation, the last thing you want to see is the current president lounging on the beach while the VP is running around with a eunuch all around the United States of America. So that's a question we should all be asking right now. Who is running the country? So, how are you going to fix it is the question. How are you going to fix it? Because right now, Kamala is trying to steal what is not hers. Policies, ideas. She's making herself a nice little salad out of everyone else's policies. She's just chopping up everybody else's policies, making herself a nice little policy salad, and trying to feed it to the American people as her own creation is what's going on. So we see that. And we see what's happening in this nation. We see we are on the verge of a recession. We see what's happening in our schools. We see what's happening in the economy. We see all these things. We want to hear clearly and with focus how you are going to fix it. That's what we want to hear right now. How are you going to fix it? We want that focus that is constantly attacking the issue, how you're going to fix it. That's what the American people want to hear right now. That's what those in the boroughs of New York, let me tell you something about the boroughs of New York. It is percolating right now. And I'm not talking about Folgers coffee in the morning. It is percolating right now in all the five boroughs, all of them, right? I think we have five. Let's see, Queens, Brooklyn, Bronx, Staten Island, Manhattan. We have five boroughs and it is percolating in every single borough right now, because New York is becoming ripe at a very rapid rate to be turned over. Now, why we want to see the focus on how you're going to fix it? Because The Kamala debate is a trap. This is why we want to see this now before you enter that debate. It's a trap. That is why they accuse Trump in a court of law concerning indiscretions with women way before, back in 2023. This is why they did this, knowing good, full, and well they were going to put Kamala in the whole time. And they wanted to set him up. This is a setup. This debate is a setup. And the only way you are going to circumvent this trap is to be wise as a serpent, Mr. President, and harmless as a dove, and deceive the deceiver. This is how you're going to circumvent this, because right now it should be attack the issue, attack the issue, attack the issue, not the person. Name calling gets weary on a nation. Attack the issue. How are you going to fix the issue? What's the issue? How are you going to fix it? What's the second issue? How are you going to fix it? What's this issue? How are you going to fix it? Because the Kamala debate is a trap that has been laid, and that is why they put everything forth and paraded it out with women the way they did with Trump. So then if he goes to attack her as a woman, they are going to have what they need on a silver platter. It's a trap, and it needs to be circumvented. And the way it's circumvented is you attack the issue, and how are you going to fix the issue? Not the person, because this is a very similar animal to what you dealt with in 2016. This is not Joe Biden. This is a very similar animal that was dealt with in 2016. And this is a snare that has been laid. These debates are a snare. And you're going to have to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove, and be disciplined with your mouth on the issues, because this is what they have set up. Now, I'm going to tell you this, because this is where the word of warning and the word of wisdom starts. And I'm going to tell you how this happened. So when we flew into Newark yesterday, we were at baggage claim, and this wonderful couple comes up to me who recognized Chris first, then saw me. And the husband had escaped communism in Czechoslovakia. And so they were coming in because he had to sing opera at an event where there was going to be politicians there, and where I think President Trump was going to be there as well. And so she was praying about how she could reach me to tell me this, so I would be praying. And she sees me at the baggage claim, not knowing we were on the same flight. And so what he chose to sing, opera, was from the opera Nebo, about Nebuchadnezzar's life and the part where he repents and acknowledges who God is in heaven. And that's the song he chose after praying, because they're in ministry too. He chose for this event that they have to do. And so they had told me, they said, Amanda, you said something about this in Words from the Lord before, about this moment Nebuchadnezzar, you know, he was humbled, and his face was to the ground, and he was made, you know, to put his face to the ground like an animal. And he finally looked up and acknowledged the God in heaven. So I knew the Lord had set this up because A, he wanted me to know something, and B, he wanted us to pray. We all prayed to right there at baggage claim in the Newark airport. We all prayed. And so I found in March 3rd, 2021, this is what it says. I am the Lord your God who commanded King Nebuchadnezzar, the most powerful king, to live in the field like an animal. And he grasped for 7 years until he humbled himself and gave glory to the Most High God and knew his place. That was March 3rd, 2021. So in the book of Daniel, chapter 4, verses 33 through 37, I'm going to read to you the account. He was driven away from mankind and began eating grass like cattle. And his body was wet with the dew of heaven until his hair had grown like eagle's feathers and his nails were like bird's claws. But at the end of the days, that is the seven period time, Nebuchadnezzar raised my eyebrows toward heaven, and my understanding and reason returned to me. And I blessed the Most High God, and I praised and honored and glorified him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom endures from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are regarded as nothing, but he does according to his will in the host of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and no one can hold back his hand or say to him, what have you done? Verse 36, now at the same time, my reason returned to me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my majesty and splendor were returned to me. And my counselors and my nobles began seeking me out. So I was reestablished in my kingdom, and still more greatness was added to me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and honor the King of heaven, for all his works are true and faithful, and his ways are just, and he is able to humiliate and humble those who walk in self-centered, self-righteous pride. Now, I'm going to go to this in a moment here. I want to point something out, though, about Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar reconstructed something called the Ishtar Gate. He had that constructed. It was the Ishtar Gate, and there was a reconstruction of it made in the Pergamum Museum, the same museum where the altar of Zeus, the throne of Satan, was recreated. Okay, so, and that's in Berlin, Germany. Nebuchadnezzar built the Ishtar Gate in Babylon. So the Ishtar Gate is constructed at the time of Nebuchadnezzar's rule. It had designed in it dragons, year of the dragon, bulls, Baal, and lions, symbolizing the gods of Marduk, Adad, and Ishtar, respectively, the false gods. Marduk was the god that the Lord told Abraham to leave, his family, his country, that God. It was Marduk who they worshiped. Just a side note. So the Ishtar Gate has dragons and bulls and has to do with Marduk and Ishtar. Interestingly enough, the word mark is in Marduk, like the mark of the beast. So the word mark actually is within the name of that false god, Marduk. So Nebuchadnezzar has this Ishtar gate is like a portal, built. Back in January of 2023, raised above the New York City appellate courthouse, was a golden statue that eerily resembled Ishtar. There it is, also known as Ashtoreth, that was constructed for a very specific purpose. And if you look at the bottom of it, it looks like a flower. It looks like a lotus flower. Look at the bottom of the statue. The statue is coming up out of a lotus flower. Lotus goddess, powerful ruler. Kamala Devi and Waltz. And this is put atop the New York City Appellate Courthouse above the law, January of 2023. And the headlines read, move over, Moses and Zoroaster. There's a new female lawgiver in town. That was the announcement that ruler of the darkness, that ancient demon, was going to try to use a female host to ascend to the highest seat in the land. That was the announcement of it. It was Nebuchadnezzar who needed to be humbled, who happened to have the Ishtar Gate constructed. On that gate are dragons, year of the dragon in China, and bulls. Baal is the bull. Now, there's something the Lord showed me at the George Magazine event, and I perceive it to be the Lord because I would have never seen this on my own. While Donna Clement is talking at the George Magazine event, something happens. She plays the clip of her father, Prophet Kim Clement, where he talks about them trying to put a witch in the White House. And he says the words, gold, stone, smaller statue. gold stone, smaller statue. Let's see what it's resting upon, this statue. Kind of looks like stone to me. Kind of looks like it could resemble that. But when I saw that prophecy, I realized what Danae's father was seeing was that statue being raised above the nation, being raised above the law. That is what, because then he said they will do everything possible to try to put a witch in the White House. And I realized that Kim was seeing this statue. And I actually talked about it at the George Magazine event, and I told Danae. So it's interesting how when you hear something, at times it just hits you. The Lord just makes it so clear, but this is what I believe he was seeing, or part of what he was seeing was this statue being raised above. This statue is coming out of what appears to be a lotus flower. Okay, now, on top of it, the Lord puts Nebuchadnezzar face to the ground for 7 years, humbles him for 7 years. Trump took office in January of 2017, right? So he's right now in the seventh year since he's been in office, right? Because January 2025 would be, right? Year number since he took office, let's see, to 2025 to 2017 would be 8 years. So right now he's in the seventh year of him since he's left office, okay? It was in the seventh year that Nebuchadnezzar, his face is to the ground, and he finally raises his eyes to heaven and gives all the glory due to God. What happens in the seventh year on July 13th, 2024? What happens? Donald Trump's face is put to the ground. His face is literally, and I'm just going to type this here as a note, is put to the ground during that assassination attempt, flat to the ground. Nebuchadnezzar's face was put to the ground. And it was in the seventh year that Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged that Almighty God was and is who he says, hi Cyrus, who he says he is, and giving him all the due praise and all the due credit, and realizing himself, Nebuchadnezzar, that he was nothing. He was nothing. That the Lord, with all the power Nebuchadnezzar thought he had, the Lord put his face to the ground like an animal and made him live in the field and took it away from him just like that, and then restored it to him. Restored it to him when he acknowledged who God was and gave all the glory and due praise to the Lord. Now, we're going to continue now with this word of warning and word of wisdom. You've heard me say many times, the shepherds and the showmen. You've heard me say the Lord is dropping the greatest plumb line in the church between the shepherds and the showmen. 2 years ago, I believe it was approximately, I started talking about this. Now, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this with all due respect. I'm going to try to be as respectful about this as I can, but these are things that I was given that have to be said right now. Donald Trump talks a lot about himself and the big crowds that he draws. However, the Lord is dropping a plumb line in the political arena over the next 3 months to separate the shepherds from the showmen. He started it in the church. He is now moving it into the political arena. Donald Trump, right now, in this crucial time, in this crucial hour, needs to stop being a showman and needs to start being a shepherd and a father to this nation, because this nation needs a father. In fact, I have a pastor friend that says this a lot, how this nation needs a father. There are so many fatherless in this nation because the woke agenda and the LGBTQ plus agenda has chiseled away at and destroyed the family unit. Feminism has emasculated men, and biblical manhood seems to have made a mass exodus out of at least half of the church, if not more. This nation needs a shepherd and a father, Mr. President. And a shepherd and a father leads by example, is always on guard against predators, is wise as a serpent, and has control and discipline when it comes to what is said and how it is said. A shepherd and a father that is a good father does that. This nation needs that. The Black community needs that. The Black community needs a father right now, because there are so many that have been left fatherless in the Black community by the woke agendas and liberal policies of the left. And they need a father. There has been quite a bit in this nation's history, especially in the last 12 to 15 years, quite a bit of permissive and corrupt uncles that have held the highest seats in the land and in the nation. However, the nation right now needs a shepherd and a father in its broken state. Nebuchadnezzar was a showman until the Lord put his face to the ground and showed him who he really was and who he was without Almighty God. Saul was a showman. David was a shepherd who fathered the nation of Israel. Joseph was a showman until he was sold to the Ishmaelites, taken to Egypt, put in prison, and emerged a shepherd and a father to Egypt and his own people in a time of famine. Mr. President, the Lord desires for you to be a shepherd and lead through a treacherous crossing, to lead you right now through a treacherous crossing you have now embarked on. And the Lord desires for you to be a shepherd and a father to this nation, a father to the fatherless, a father to the unborn, Mr. President, who will be rejected by their fathers before they are ever brought into this earth. However, for this to happen, you have to stop looking at the size of the crowd you are drawing and start looking at the size of who Almighty God is and who your God is, Mr. President. You have to stop speaking how bad things are and start prophesying and speaking life and healing and solutions into the soul of this nation right now. We all know how bad it is. We all see it. The soul of the nation needs to be spoken into and prophesied into and healed and stitched up and solutions spoken forth. And the making fun of and name calling of Kamala and Joe and whoever else goes along with them has to stop. And you have to start looking through the veil at what and who and the principalities and powers driving them. You have to start looking through the veil, behind the veil of what's driving them. Not looking at them in the flesh and making fun of them. Looking through the veil, going beyond the veil at to what and who are the principalities and powers driving them. Stop looking at the cover of the book. Open its contents to the fullest. What is driving them? What is giving them their power? Study that. That is what you have to go after. Because no political strategy alone can outmaneuver the ruler of the darkness you are up against, Mr. President. No political strategy on its own can do that. And 2020 proved it. God is the strategy. And his strategy is what brings judgment on this spirit of Ashtoreth, Ishtar, the counterpart of Baal. It is God and his strategy that outmaneuvers it, which affects the political arena and the nation and the schools and the church. You need the favor of God more than you need to reach disillusioned voters. Because one moment of God's favor, just one turn of the Lord's hand in your direction, will amount to more than a lifetime of labor. And July 13th, 2024 proved this. You need the favor of God and his strategy before you need the disillusioned voters who should be leaving the party that bit them. Yes, the serpent bit them and the donkey kicked them, and they should be leaving that stubborn mule and making a conscious choice to walk it on over. The Republican Party doesn't need to become purple. Purple and blue are much closer than purple and red. The Republican Party doesn't need to become purple, because blue and red make purple. And the Republican Party right now needs to be glowing red like a beacon across the nation, not putting a veil over it to make it appear dimmer so it's not as bright. And those who cannot take such brightness and light, they're attracted to the dimness of it. You don't want those attracted to the dimness of it. You don't want to put a veil over it to make it look dimmer, to make it look not so red. So those are attracted to the dimness. You want those attracted to a party that stands for hope, morality, godliness, justice, order. You want them, the disillusioned voters, attracted to the light and the hope and the morality after they have been walking in circles for decades in a dark desert that was meant to keep them in a horrific cycle, chained and shackled, so those who have sold their souls could stay in power. You don't want disillusioned voters to see you as less, as more dim, and they're attracted to the dimness. You want to make a staunch plumb line between darkness and light, between hope and oppression, between recession and prosperity, between godliness and lawlessness, between life and death, between how precious life is and how much the other side wants to butcher it, because what they serve knows there's power in the blood. It's just not the blood of Jesus. They have wanted to play Scrabble with everything God created. Life, marriage, morality, the earth, justice, law, order, godliness. They have wanted to play Scrabble with it and rearrange it to their liking in order to reach a bunch of people that are too caught up in their flesh to realize they are just a means to the enemy's end. They are just a means to the end of those who sold their souls to their father, the devil, to get in power and stay in power. This is one of the greatest elections in history that has such an enormous spiritual undertone. We don't need to turn the volume down on that, Mr. President. We need to turn the volume way up and shout it from the rooftops and open up in prayer at rallies and raise our eyes to the God in heaven, Almighty God, and give him his just due right now. Because this nation needs a father and a shepherd. That's what this nation needs. A father and a shepherd. The at-risk communities need a father. Because the liberalism and progressives and wokeism and those who claim to be Republican that sold themselves to the other side have destroyed and taken a wrecking ball of lawlessness and immorality to the family unit and destroyed it and purposely destroyed it. So this nation would accept having a really corrupt, perverted uncle in office rather than a father and a shepherd. So the nation would accept that, would compromise on that, would be okay with having a perverted, corrupt uncle instead of a staunch, steadfast, faith-filled father and shepherd that actually cares about what happens to you, that actually cares about what's happening to young children on the streets of Chicago that have bullets whizzing by their heads because their corrupt lawmakers have sold out life to stay in office. That actually cares about making sure those kids are raised up to be who God has spoken before the foundations of the earth for them to be. This is what's needed right now. This is what's needed. And there's a way to do it. And there's a way to commit to it. And there's a way to go forth in it. That will bring people together without you having to compromise because we have to win elections. Yes, we have to win elections. However, you have to completely have God's favor for that. Those whom God anoints to lead have to have his favor. And have to understand their position. And have to understand that ultimately, it's not the size of the crowd that matters. It's the size of Almighty God that matters. This is why over and over again in Scripture, we see that God purposely allows the enemy to outnumber who he's anointed. Because those individuals partnering with Almighty God becomes the majority. That affects an entire nation of people. It affects an entire nation. When David partnered with God and slew Goliath and scattered the Philistines, it affected all of Israel. And their faith returned to them, and their strength was renewed, and their resolve was steadfast. Because one shepherd boy stepped up when the showman was knocking at his knees, trying to show off his armor and his crown and his army. And waiting for someone else to do what Saul should have done. And the Lord found David. And David had to be humbled. He was brazen. He was boastful. And he had to be humbled by God. And Saul chased him. The showman chased the shepherd. And then the showman fell. Because ultimately the showman doesn't have the resolve the shepherd does. The showman doesn't have the heart to face God's enemies. The shepherd does. You need a shepherd and a father right now. in this nation. And we need somebody that wants to be that. And wants to restore the family unit and morality and godliness and lift their hands to Almighty God in heaven and give him his due. Because right now, the world is going mad. And the world is going mad because the nation that's supposed to be a proponent of the gospel is in complete chaos. And that has to change. If you're that disillusioned, get out of your party. We don't need to dim our light because you can't take the light. If you're that disillusioned, come to the light. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee from you. This is what this nation needs right now. It needs a sobering dose of truth, not another political pundit. Political pundits, they're very intelligent. They have a lot of amazing things to say, but this is a spiritual war first and foremost, and no political strategy alone is going to be able to outmaneuver this territorial spirit that desperately covets the highest seat in the land. God is not a political strategy, and he's not to be sprinkled. He is the strategy to win this election. And what matters to God, when you seek what matters to the Father's heart is turned towards you. Find out what matters to God, and you'll find out the strategy to win this election, because it's beyond political strategy. Yes, of course, you need political strategy, but you need spiritual strategy above political strategy, because it will affect political strategy. Sending a shepherd boy in to face Goliath was not the popular choice, but it was God's choice. And that's why Goliath was defeated. Because Saul's political strategy was to stand there in a standoff and appease the Philistines until he can find a way to get his nation out of it. God's strategy was to send in an outsider, somebody fresh, a shepherd that had the heart of a shepherd and the makings of a father, and send David in. And that's how Goliath was taken down. That's how the giant was destroyed and the Philistines were scattered. That needs to be applied to now and fast. Because there are 3 months and it's treacherous. And God, if God has to put a candidate's face to the floor until they raise their eyes to heaven and give all the glory and completely humble themselves before God, God's going to do it. So we need to pray. And we need to speak forth and prophesy into the soul of this nation. Because this nation needs a father and a shepherd right now to lead us through this valley of the shadow of death, this valley of decision. Shepherds know how to navigate valleys. Showmen run from them. Be the shepherd, and God's heart will favor. Be the shepherd right now. Be the father. Give the solutions. Give the discipline needed. Stop poking fun and making fun. Give the discipline and the solutions needed right now. Because that's what an amazing father does. And it will be ultimately for the nation's good, not for its harm. For Almighty God himself says in 2 Chronicles 7, and I'll end with this, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, says the Lord, and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land, says the Lord of hosts. So pray into this. Pray into this. And I'm going to read this to you to end. August 14th, 2020, because it has Babylon in it. Nebuchadnezzar was king of Babylon. August 14th, 2020. Kamala, Kamala, what have you done? This is before the election of 2020. Agreeing with the serpent and biting into forbidden fruit, initiated into a greater darkness in a greedy quest for power and to make a name as Nimrod attempted to make a name for himself. Mystery Babylon, my children, Mystery Babylon. Attempting to make a name before the Lord by initiation in darkness, giving herself over fully to the wicked ones as a puppet, structured as the occult, diving into the ocean of danger and darkness, all capital for a name that shall be littered with scandal. And woe unto her, for her way shall be treacherous. Repent, repent, says the Lord of hosts this day. That was August 14th, 2020. If that initiation happened, this is why you need a father and a shepherd right now. Because a corrupt queen ain't going to do that. And this is why this is needed. This is why. So pray into this right now. Armor up. Buckle up. Shut up with the poking fun. And start shepherding. Because now is the time and now is the hour. All glory be to God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So, and I believe, like I said, when he hit the ground, he was filled with the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, and that wisdom grows, and then you realize you need the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to fill you and be the counselor. And I'm saying this because I want to see people succeed. I'm not saying this because I want to see him fail. I'm not saying this because I want to see his political strategists fail. I'm saying all of this because I want to see them succeed. Nathan said these things to David because he wanted to see David succeed. He said hard things and tough things because he wanted to see the nation of Israel succeed. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Okay, we're going to put up two things very fast, very fast. We have Shampup. We're going to put up quick. And this is for your dogs and cats. It is a gentle, all-natural soap. It is made with raw goat's milk. It is wonderful for them. So you can go to sham-pup.com/, or you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code arcofgrace. And we also have our friends at Century H2O. We're actually going to be having him on because we are going to be partnering with him on something that's coming up in, I believe it's October. So we will have him on next week to talk about that, the gentleman that has Century H2O, and we'll talk about it. But this is a 5-stage water filtration system. It is under the sink. They also have it for the whole home. It is amazing for you and your pets. I didn't know this till some of our animals had issues with stones, but too high a calcium levels in your water can actually, like tap water, create some health issues in your pets. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, use promo code GRACE10 for a 10% discount. They are amazing, these 5-stage systems. Okay, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us. We're at an hour and 10 minutes, so I want to wrap it up here, but God bless you all. Keep the faith, armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91, I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it. It is so important to speak the word. The word is living and active. This is a living, active document that is current for every generation, which means we have to speak it. We have to speak it. This is our manual right here, and it's our sword, and we need to start acting like it is. Also, Psalm 123, 34, 35, and 51. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of your salvation, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. I say that a lot. It is, we all need to renew. We all need the Lord creating us clean hearts. We all should be saying this. Also, Ephesians 1 and 3, not only are those amazing chapters to read, but the Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin, the first few chapters, has scripture from Ephesians 1 and 3 that I say every single day. We also encourage you in the Lord's Prayer. There's an order to that prayer that is so important. So please go and read in Matthew and in the Gospels, the Lord's Prayer, and speak it daily if you can. So we always like to end with the word as well and encourage you in the word. So thank you everyone for joining us. We're hoping to be back on tomorrow. We will announce. I've had a little bit of a tight schedule this past, I don't know, 2 weeks or so between Rhode Island and Arkansas, but we are back for a while. So it's nice. So you will see us on. So I promise you that, but we will announce tomorrow. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, everyone. Keep the faith. We love you and we will see you soon. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together. And we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue, it helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face, wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing, they are free of chemicals, and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark, so I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies, so it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals, kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount.